The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to the John Stettmiller Show. This is my goodbye show. I am moving to podcasts, that would be SoundCloud. So this is my last or second to last show on the RBN Network. And I really enjoyed filling in for John from time to time, as well as having my own show on Sundays. So today, since this is the National Intel Report, we're going to talk about some national stuff and some intel. Now, many of you know, I'm a formerly licensed, that means used to be, licensed physician who practiced medicine in the United States for 10 years. And I went to a real medical school, University of Pennsylvania, and got board certified in a real specialty family practice or family medicine. So I'm going to talk about the ACA, or the Affordable Care Act. Of course, it's not affordable, nobody cares, and everybody's acting. That's the summary, the short story. But as you will recall, there was a candidate who later became president, promised to repeal the act. And this act was passed under Obama, and all the Republicans under Obama got together and said, we want this repealed. They passed all kinds of really strong bills to repeal this. And Obama vetoed them all. Brave Obama. And, of course, courageous political leaders. And so now, of course, there's a Republican president. And he says, hey, send me that bill. Send me that bill. I'm going to sign it. I'm going to repeal it. Wipe the slate clean. And it's, oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, we can't do that. And so now we realize it was all a bunch of posturing, that the politicians only sent the bill to Obama because they knew he would veto it. So what's really going on here, and what's this all about? Right now it is April 20th, 2017, and the Obamacare is the law of the land. It is the case. And as many of you know, I'm sitting here in Panama, beautiful, warm Panama. And I happened to bump into some tourists today who were just happened to be visiting from the United States. And it's a husband, wife, and two children. And they all look pretty darn healthy to me. And the husband said, I'm paying $1,700 a month, every month, in health care. He said, that's more than enough for me to live on down here. I said, absolutely. You could live on the amount that most Americans pay for health insurance right now. You could live in almost any place in the world for that amount of money. That's a lot of money. And hardly affordable. And this guy, he was a professional. His wife was a professional. If anyone could afford it, they could. And they were somehow unhappy about that, because of course it was not affordable, and it's not affordable for most people who are paying premiums for healthcare in the United States. It is not affordable. There are people living here in Panama, Americans, who, if they lived in the United States, would have to pay $3,000 a month premiums. And so they would rather live here in Panama and pay $500 a year in premiums for, let's call it, limited coverage, and take the other $2,500 and live like royalty. And so this is the reality of healthcare in the United States, that it is simply so expensive that it's unaffordable under any configuration. That's the affordability. What about the effectiveness? What about like what you're getting for your care or for your money or for your neighbor's money? If you've got this tax thing going, the government's kind of weighted in here and they're taxing this person, giving money to that person and pocketing the lion's share. What are you getting for your money? And so most people for their healthcare dollar are getting vague titles with mumbo jumbo. They're getting labeled with diseases they don't have. They're receiving drugs that are dangerous. And depending on who you talk to or whose numbers you look at, my numbers say there's 880,000 Americans every year being killed by their health care. Other people have much higher numbers. Quite frankly, I think that the higher numbers are more accurate. I just got so discouraged I stopped counting, honestly. It's because we think each one of these numbers is a dead person, a person that was killed by their medical care. It's very depressing that that number is as high as 880,000. There is nothing, even war, that kills that many Americans a year. Even the Vietnam War, they only killed 500,000 Americans a year. So we have here then a situation, something called, we'll call it healthcare, but let's just call it the healthcare industry or the medical industrial complex that knowingly and without dispute kills about 880,000 people a year. So that number is derived only from the government's own numbers. So these are numbers from the health industry themselves, not from anyone else. There's a Medicare report where the Medicare program said, yep, we kill 180,000 people every year, and we're just going to organize a committee to talk about it. And that's what they did in 2012, I think it was, and they never met again. Now, you got Ebola that killed 3 people. You got the Zika virus, which, let's be generous and say maybe it's harmed a few hundred people. And we've got incredible issues around these two things. You've got AIDS, HIV/AIDS, which, depending on whose numbers you look at, has killed maybe 12,000 people last year. And a lot of excitement about that. But we have something here that kills 880,000 Americans every year, call it healthcare, and everybody wants to tax citizens so they have more access to it. On the face of this seems like not very sensible. So, of course, what's the problem here? Why are people rushing to make sure that their executioner gets paid? You know, the way I was raised, our philosophy was, you may kill me, but I'm going to make sure nobody gets paid in the event of my death. And if you make sure that nobody gets paid when you die, that's one way to make sure you live a pretty long time. And so, recently there's been this confession that the medical industrial complex is at the root of 47,000 Americans dying every year from narcotics. We've got people dying from hospital-acquired infections, people dying from properly prescribed drugs. That number is at least 107,000. So these numbers all add up. And you can only get killed this way if you pay to go see the doctor, or better yet, the government pays on your behalf. And so it's shocking to me that we have such an incredible killing machine in operation, operating in plain view, and at the same time, we have such political support for making sure that machinery gets paid. And I think it's interesting to take a look at what is what's going on. In other words, are people really this stupid? Number one. In other words, do people really want Obamacare? Number two, if you gave people a choice, what would they do? So let's take a look at some information. It's from the medical industrial complex. We've got 2 hours here, plenty of time. So we're going to take a look. And this is from Medscape, News and Perspective. Now, these are emails that are sent to your doctor every day. Even though I'm not a licensed physician, I did go to school, I was licensed, I was board certified, I am no longer licensed, I still get these emails, which is a good thing, keeps me informed. So, it says, United States government reports, this is March 16, 2017, so it's pretty current, less than a month old, decline in Obamacare individual enrollment. So individuals are deciding they don't want to be enrolled. They don't want insurance. Even though the government said, wait, we're going to pay on your behalf to make sure you get insurance. People are saying, meh, a pass. So let's see why this might be the case. Okay, so this is from New York Reuters. That means this is the information they all pass around and repeat to themselves. So enrollment in the individual insurance plans created under Obamacare declined to 12.2 million Americans, the U.S. government said on Wednesday, as the lawmakers and Trump sought to repeal the health care law. As of the end of January, enrollment was down by 500,000 people from 2016. It is about 1.6 million people short of former President Barack Obama's goal for 2017 signups. All right. So, a little short of our goals here. The U.S. House of Representatives is working on passing a bill that would gut the Affordable Care Act, often called Obamacare, in part by replacing the income-based tax credits that helped reduce the monthly premiums for the majority of participants with age-based credits. So in other words, instead of basing your credit on your income, they're going to base it on how old you are. Now, this difference, of course, is you tend to help people who have higher bills, even if they do have higher income, as opposed to helping people who have lower income. The White House and congressional leaders said on Tuesday they were weighing changes to their plan to dismantle Obamacare as Republicans' questions mounted following an estimate that it would cause 14 million Americans to lose insurance next year. Now, no one asked, do those 14 million people want insurance? The finding made it tougher for President Trump to sell his first major piece of legislation, even to fellow Republicans in Congress. Now, this decline of 14 million people, what they don't tell you is this is a decline in a heck of a lot of revenue for the hospital industry and for the insurance industry. That's who's not getting, these people are not getting cash in their pocket, these 14 million people who don't have insurance. These 14 million people who don't have insurance are not getting access to some pretty dangerous and murderous intervention. In other words, they're probably going to live a lot longer for not having had access to insurance. I know what you're saying. Dr. Daniels, you're a doctor. You've got access to all the care you want. Not true. I do have access to all the care I want, which is none, but I have not had health insurance since 1992. Dropped my health insurance, have never had health insurance since, and I've been actually quite happy about that. The finding made it tougher, for Donald Trump. The data released on Wednesday by Department of Health and Human Services includes people who selected or were automatically enrolled in a plan, either through the federal healthcare.gov website or one of the state-based exchanges. Of those enrolled, 10.1 million people, or 83%, received the advanced premium tax credits. So what happened was the government reduced their tax liability. One of the linchpins of the law, alongside the expansion of Medicaid for the poor. About one-third of the enrollees were new to the market. So these people basically did not receive cash in their pocket. So, it would make more sense if you really cared about the citizens would be to give them the money. Hey, this is the money for your health care. You can spend it on healthcare, or you can spend it on organic food, or you can spend it on a water filtration system for your house, or you can spend it on supplements, or you could just chuck it all in, go on a family vacation. So that would be the thing that would actually elevate citizens. But so the key thing here is people are voluntarily deciding not to enroll, even though they have government subsidies. So the Affordable Care Act has not been modified. So no one is experiencing any financial inconvenience in the event that they do want to get health care. Their financial level of inconvenience is no greater than it would be under Obamacare because, well, that's still the law of the land. All right, let's take a look here. So Trump aides and lawmakers hold talks to revive the health care bill. Now, you have to kind of pause here and say, why is government involved in health care? That would be one question. Another question is, has government involvement in health care made health care better? Has it made it safer? Has it made people healthier? There's absolutely no evidence to that effect. In fact, there's evidence quite to the contrary. So people who have more access to healthcare and more doctor visits are actually not healthier. They're either no healthier or their health declines. So there's actually no study. All the studies done on this matter have shown that increased access to healthcare for the poor, because that's the population they usually study because they're captive, has not resulted in increased longevity or increased quality of life or increased health. So we have to say that all the money being spent on Medicaid, we call that the program for the poor, cannot be demonstrated to be yielding a benefit to those who are receiving it. So obviously, who's it benefiting? Well, it's not benefiting those who are receiving it. Maybe it's benefiting the so-called providers. But let's see. So in other words, if the beneficiaries of this mechanism for provision of health care is actually the hospitals, people who supply equipment to hospitals, insurance companies who are being paid by the government to mediate this circus, possibly doctors, although we'll get to that piece in a minute, but definitely not the recipient of the healthcare. So the evidence, the research has been done, it's been repeated again and again and again, and it does show absolutely no benefit to healthcare recipients under the Medicaid program. So this is an important thing to grasp. So we can't argue in terms of the poor that there's an obligation on the part of the non-poor to pay for their care. And if there is an obligation, the obligation does not arise out of any benefit to the recipient of this health care. All right, so let's see what the debate is in Washington, D.C. So key members of the administration, that would be the office of the president, invited a group of moderate Republicans, known as the Tuesday Group, to the White House. Okay. And they wanted to form a caucus group to support whatever it is the president does, and so that's nice. So the White House would like to send a revised bill and come up for a vote as early as next weekend before the House breaks for a spring break recess, and the text of the new proposal could be ready sometime on Tuesday, lawmakers said. It was clear the president would be very happy come Friday to have this passed. This could move very quickly, he said. So let's get a date on this. April 5th. So April 5th, a week from that, it's already passed. We can presume it was not successful. Okay, so 10 days ago, House Speaker Paul Ryan was forced to cancel a vote on the bill to replace the Affordable Care Act when it was clear he could not deliver the votes needed for it to pass. The defeat was a big political setback for Trump and fellow Republicans in Congress who were elected on pledges to repeal and replace this law. More when we come back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say. Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. Okay, so we're talking about the Affordable Care Act, and the big deal here is, should it be repealed? And what does that mean for it to be repealed? You know, it seems to me that repealing the act, if you want to be diplomatic about this, would just be saying, hey, if you want to follow the act, follow it. If you want health insurance, sign up for health insurance. And there's this mechanism here that was put in place under the Obama administration, and you can sign up under that mechanism. And if you don't want insurance, guess what? You don't have to get insurance. That's it. That'd be the whole thing. It seems to me that's the whole repeal. And people who want to sign up under the Obamacare and be subsidized by the government should have that option. But the Republicans can't seem to find a way to repeal this. So they canceled votes, they couldn't get the enough votes to pass. So now they have a new plan. And what's the plan? The plan is the president's going to direct funds from $115 billion stability fund for states into high-risk pools for people with pre-existing conditions and allow states to decide what they want to cover or not cover. But wait, participation on the part of the recipient, that would be the patient, is not voluntary. And so this tinkering does not amount to any increased level of choice or sovereignty for the patient. All right, so let's see. We got more on this. So Republicans are on defense after a report shows millions would lose insurance. Well, how do you lose insurance? Well, let's see. So Republicans on Tuesday, and this is March 16th, so about a month ago, defend their plan to dismantle Obamacare after a bipartisan report showed 14 million Americans would lose medical insurance by next year under their proposal, even as it reduces the budget deficit. Well, that's nice. The budget deficit would be less, and 14 million Americans would lose medical insurance. But let's ask these 14 million Americans, do they want insurance? And how much do they want to pay for it? Anyway, the U.S. Congressional Budget Office, a research agency, forecasts that by 2026, the people without health insurance would be 24 million if the House representatives replaced the Affordable Care Act as suggested. And the president said this replacement plan would offer consumers more choices. Now, of course, there's the most important choice of all, which is the option to, well, opt out. The option to say, no, thank you. I don't want to be killed by my doctor, which is responsible for 40% of all deaths, by the way, in the United States. That's a pretty big chunk of carnage. Now, you might say, Dr. Daniels, that's murder. That's murder. No, it is not murder. Murder is unauthorized killing. So when your killing is not authorized by the government, then it's murder. But when your doctor killed you, that is authorized by the government. That's why the doctor is a license, the hospital is licensed. All these people are licensed so that when you die as a result of your hospital-acquired infection, when you die as a result of properly prescribed drugs, even though the deaths are predictable, even though they're foreseeable, even though they are preventable, it is not murder, and nobody can be prosecuted under the law. Why? Because it is killing that happens with the permission, special permission of the government. You probably find this hard to believe. I find it hard to believe myself. Except when I was in medical school, they got all the medical students in the room. I said, you will be doctors. That means you have special permission on the part of the government to administer drugs that may be lethal. And when people die from the administration of these lethal drugs, you will not be held responsible. You will not be prosecuted. More about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite,
a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get?
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to the National Intel Report with John Stattmiller. This is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, substitute for John Stattmiller. And we have two callers, Daryl in Alabama. Hi, Daryl, how are you?
Yes, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we just started our regimen yesterday with the sugar cubes. So I was over a friend of mine's house about a year ago, and he was telling me about turpentine. It seemed like when I did it a year ago that the sugar cubes just kind of like, almost kind of like instantly dissolved in your mouth. When I tried it last night with the Domino sugar cubes, we had to actually crunch the sugar, you know, bite on it and do it like that. So does that sound right, or does it sound like I have to get a different sugar cube?
Well, the sugar cubes that I used way back when were Domino dots, and they did require quite a bit of crunching.
Okay.
So sounds about right. So wait, today we're talking about Obamacare. So what's your feeling about Obamacare? Do you think you need Obamacare to help you pay for your turpentine and sugar cubes?
I would say no. I mean, I guess if you was paying for it and that could happen, then I guess that would be all right. But I guess, you know, I would probably take the approach like not to have the health insurance at all, not to make the payments, and I can just buy my own turpentine.
Okay. All right. All right. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot,
and,
Daryl.
One other quick question on the help me on the salad dressing. Do you have one that you recommend? You mentioned guava or something. I mean papaya. Do you have anything you recommend?
Oh, you can just go on my website, vitalitycapsules.com, and click on products. And I have a cookbook where you can make your own. I don't recommend any bottled dressing.
Okay.
No.
Okay, products you can make your own. Okay, and yeah. I think that's the only thing we have for now. Thank you,
Dr.
Dan. We'll continue to listen.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. We have Dan from Arizona. Hi, Dan.
Hello. I have kidney failure from TIA that I had. It shut the kidneys down. Then I had congestive heart failure, which is actually improving. This was last November. Mm-hmm. And when they did the biopsy on the kidney, they said, oh, you have a lot of destruction in your kidneys, which I had no idea about. And, yeah, mm-hmm. so, like, there's effacement of the podocytes and just, like, glomerular necrosis. So mm-hmm. I was wondering, how do I get, I'm on dialysis, how do I get off of dialysis? How do I regenerate my kidneys?
Well, that's not exactly a two minute answer for the radio.
okay.
So, the kidneys usually they require hydration, they require flushing, they require basically just about the opposite of everything your doctor told you to do. So yeah, and getting off dialysis, it just depends on your situation, but in general, you have to be meticulous. You got to weigh yourself every day. You got to keep track of what goes in, what comes out, and you have to make adjustments. So it's not something everyone's prepared to do. And still other people, they'll just say, you know what, I'm through with it. They'll just stop the dialysis and do the best they can to get better. And some people make it and some people don't. So, that's
but,
the real...
Yeah, I mean, but they're measuring my blood while I'm getting dialysis, so if I was doing things to improve my kidney function and regenerate my kidneys, the parts that are destroyed, the filtration components, they would be able to detect that, and then I would, you know, slowly get off of dialysis. I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to jump off today because of what you tell me, you know what I mean? Is there a protocol that you know of that can regenerate the filtration components of the kidneys?
Yeah, it's different for everybody, though. In your case, since you know that you had TIAs, in other words, clotting blood and blood clots that basically clogged up your kidneys, then your strategy would be to unclog your kidneys, and that would be basically high-dose apple cider vinegar and cayenne pepper. And that would basically dissolve the junk in your kidneys and help open them back up, get more circulation in the kidneys, and help them regenerate. I mean, that's kind of the broad strokes. But you can go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com, and sign up for a discovery session where we can, you know, talk about it further, look at the details of your situation, and let you know what I think your prognosis is and what I think you should do.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that it's a real possibility that I could regenerate my kidneys?
Yeah. I mean, people have gotten off dialysis. It happens every day.
Okay. So what kind of a proportion would you use for the ACV and the cayenne?
A quarter cup ACV and a tablespoon cayenne, stir it up. If it's too thick, you can add a little more ACV to it, and then just take a teaspoon pretty much every hour while you're awake, and you'll see that you're making more pee.
Yeah, you said apple cider vinegar and was one quarter cup, and the cayenne was what?
Tablespoon.
One tablespoon.
Yeah.
Okay. I urinate a lot. The very day that I had the TIA, I stopped producing urine a normal amount. I was only producing like a tablespoon or something. And but now I'm producing a lot, but it's just not a high quality because the filtration is not there.
Exactly. So you've got actually a pretty easy problem. Since you're making urine, all you've got to do, like you say, is increase the quality. So go to vitalitycapsules.com, click on Discovery Session, and we can talk about it more.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Good luck. All right, Tammy in Tennessee. Hi, Tammy. Tammy, you there? Okay. So we're going to talk some more about the affordable. Oh, now I can hear you. All right. So, Tammy, what's your question?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I do not believe that we need any health care. I take care of myself and my children. And we are, we use natural remedies. And I have health insurance for years. And I know exactly what happens when you enter. I know people that walk into a hospital. Sometimes they don't come out alive, but sometimes they come out in a wheelchair.
Correct.
Right now, I'm dealing with a young child. He's 11 years old. He's been diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And they put him on steroids. And the doctor said that they did not want to leave him on steroids for a long time because those steroids will cause him problems. And I know you did a program on Crohn's, and I listened to that. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking because we did do a cleanse on him and just trying to get his digestive tract back in order. I know that he is missing a lot of, he was a C-section child. I know he didn't get a lot of flora, but intestinal flora. And
what's your question?
My question is, since he's been back to the doctor, they're saying that he's in a worse condition. The blood is low. He hasn't had any appetite. He hasn't had an appetite. It's worse. He has muscle loss, and he wants to hospitalize him. I'm just wondering what, if anything, we can do, because I don't want to go into the hospital. He's off the medication. And so I'm not sure at this point what to do.
Okay, so obviously I'm not a licensed physician. This is not a medical program. This is not medical advice meant to, cure, diagnose, or treat any disease. However, how old is he?
11.
Okay. So you have to take a look at what you're feeding him. So you're feeding him something that's making him worse. And what you've got to do is you got to sort through and figure out, what that is and stop doing it. As you deduce, the doctors don't have any great solution here. And the latest report on steroids is even a short dose of steroids can cause serious and permanent harm. So, there's not a whole lot of good news there in terms of what the doctors have to offer according to the standard of care. So I think the thing you need to do, as I said, take a close look at what it is you're feeding him and feed him differently. Again, go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com, download your free report, which is the Candida Cleaner. It tells you about turpentine use, which the first caller asked about. And then you can, once you do that, you can click on, you'll see a menu on the top, and click on Discovery Session, and we can kind of sort through that.
Okay. I'll do that. I know we...
Okay. All right, great. All right, we have Jean from Hollywood. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm a big fan of your work. I just finished Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? And I had a question about the liver flush. I wanted to start doing it, but I do have sensitivity to Epsom salt. So I was wondering if there's a way to use castor oil instead in that formula or no?
You can use castor oil, but you can also use barberry root, make a tea out of that. You could use senna tea, any of those things.
Because you have
more bowel movements, because what you want to do is you're trying to clear out the small intestine so that the tube that goes from the liver to the small intestine is not blocked by feces. So you've got to clear out that small intestine before, you do the lemon juice and olive oil in the evening.
Great. So anywhere I see in the liver flush that it says Epsom salt, just substitute with one cup of a barberry tea, would that be good?
Yeah, and then what you need to do is you need to fiddle with the barberry tea concentration because you've got to poop. That's what you have to do. So you can either take a second cup of tea if you don't have a bowel movement, say, within a couple of hours, or you can mix it stronger the next day. But definitely, you know, take a second cup if you need it, but you got to go.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Daniels.
Okay, you're welcome. Good luck. All right, so we have one caller who says he does not think he needs Obamacare or any kind of health insurance to pay for his turpentine and sugar. All right, that's progress. That is progress. When you consider the lethality or deadliness of health care, is a pretty compelling case not to pay for any more than exactly what you need. In other words, what you can afford. Because chances are good that the piece of health care that you're not able to afford is the very thing that may have left you disabled, mutilated, or even dead. Many of you might say, well, what about that guy on dialysis? The number one cause of being on dialysis is taking prescription drugs. So, and even over-the-counter drugs. So if this person had never taken prescription or over-the-counter drugs, chances are pretty good that they would not be on dialysis. All right. So we know Obamacare enrollment is going down, so that means people are just not as interested in it. We know that the president has recommended giving a few more subsidies to the state and giving them a choice of whether or not to offer certain plans. And I personally think it's reasonable. If someone doesn't like what their state is doing, they can move to a state that has a program they like, which is reasonable. And conservatives here are balking, or were balking, at the emerging Obamacare plan. Some said, hey, you know, it's not going far enough. The other one said, wait, it's gone too far. Some poor people might not have health care. Now, remember, research has been done. It has been established that health care, as provided to poor people in the United States, does not increase their length or quality of life. Even worse, the latest report, which came out in January, is that white people age 44 or 45 to 54, this is people who are working and insured, white people, have had an increase in their death rate and a decrease in their life expectancy. This is news, right? Because now they have increased health care coverage and their life expectancy is going down. So obviously, clearly, if health care is relevant to health, then we have to conclude that this increased health care this demographic is getting is actually killing them. And they've actually done more research. They've dug down deep. Like, why are these people dying? Why are they dying? They're dying because their doctors are giving them narcotics for their sprained ankles. And they're getting hooked on it, and they're dying from the narcotics because they're taking the narcotics as prescribed. So it's difficult to make a case for health care as a means of improving health. I know this is shocking. It was shocking to me when I first found out about it. In fact, I didn't even believe it. I said, oh, that's amazing. I'm going to medical school anyway. They can't possibly be true. And yeah, it happened. I was at Harvard University. I was getting great grades. I said, well, I'm going to get into medical school. I know it's going to happen. I'm going to go to the library and look up the relationship between healthcare and health so I can make sure I get it right. And I went to this big, huge Widener library and looked up healthcare and health. And how does healthcare improve health? And the books, unanimous, there was no dissent, said, healthcare does not produce health. Nope, does not produce health. Healthcare does not increase the length of life. Healthcare does not improve the quality of life. There's no correlation, there's no positive correlation between health care and health. Now, what I didn't ask, which I should have, was does healthcare destroy health? I didn't look that up, but obviously had I looked that up, it's clear to me I would have found information indicating that healthcare does indeed destroy health. All right, so let's see what these politicians are planning with the Affordable Care Act. Okay, so it raises taxes on the middle class to give subsidies to others who could indeed be millionaires, he said. It also comes down to a plan that does not reduce the cost of health care. And so Bottom line, though, is the so-called repeal of Obamacare does not give individuals the choice to participate or not participate, and that is a problem. Okay. Now, I think one thing we need to really take a look at is who is in favor of the Affordable Care Act? Who is totally satisfied with the Affordable Care Act the way it is? Who likes it just the way it is? And they did a survey, and I'm going to share those results with you when we get back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. This is Dr. Jennifer Daniels filling in. And so the question is, who is supporting the Affordable Care Act? Who wants the Affordable Care Act just the way it is? And they love it. Now, you have to write surveys, all right? Because there's lies, there's darn lies, and then there's statistics. So let's take a close look at this. So they have 1, 2, 3, 4 categories. One category is people who want the law kept, but improvements should be made. In other words, they want the law changed. So if you want the law kept, but improvements made, that means you want it changed. Got it. Another group wants the law repealed, but some aspects of it should be used in a replacement law. That's the same as keeping some and changing some. Okay, so we have 49% of doctors and 49% of readers, that would be non-doctors, and 43% of physicians want the law kept but changed. Another one, 31% of readers and 36% of doctors want the law repealed but parts of it kept. It's the same as keep it but change it. And so you can see they create these two categories, pretending they're different when really there's no difference. They both want parts kept and parts changed. Okay, gotcha. 19% of readers and 18% of doctors believe the law should be repealed and replaced with a new one. It's like, man, scrap it. All right, so we have three groups here that are pretty darn unhappy. Only 2% of patients and 3% of doctors believe the healthcare law should be kept as is. Now, this is interesting. This is an interesting thing. So literally, 98% of consumers are not happy with the Affordable Care Act as it is. 98% of consumers are unhappy. And 97% of doctors are unhappy. So if we keep the Affordable Care Act as is in place, you're going to have 98% of people unhappy, and even worse, 97% of doctors unhappy. In other words, you're going to go see a doctor, 97% chance that doctor is unhappy. Why? I'll tell you why. Because he's not getting paid. Because guess who you paid? You paid the insurance company, and there is no assurance that they're going to pay the doctor. Yes. And so this is absolutely amazing. You've got a piece of legislation, the Affordable Care Act, that is supported by no more than 2% of consumers and 3% of doctors. And there's this big propaganda mill giving the impression that there's this groundswell of resistance to it being repealed. Now, it seems to me this is an extreme opportunity for a savvy politician, for a knowledgeable publicist. You got an issue here. And you can't win if you leave it alone.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.